Today's Friday, March 5th, 5:21 a.m. Oh, 2021, the year 2021. Okay, so I've been out here for about 15, 20 minutes. Got some things arranged, organized, and I got my paint mixed up. Going to start painting on my Empowered Women panel. Woman panel. Ah, boy. I don't know where this country's going. I am concerned. But, you know, you never know where you, where you'll end up. You know, things may be headed a certain direction with all this energy going to a conclusion, and you die. So you never get to, I guess in the afterlife you get to see what happens and you have a greater understanding of what's God's will has in store for the world. So, and that's that's the idea of believing in God, that God's will, he's got wills that makes things happen, and he's got the will to let things happen. Okay, so we're not little robots commanded by some gray bearded man up in heaven. It's a little bit more complicated than that. But if you believe in God, I guess the idea is that he's got a will. Okay, the world is going to end up, regardless of what anybody tells you, the world's going to end up where God wants it to end up. He may let all these things happen, and we're all going through all this for whatever reason. We're all, our main focus should be to try to understand what God's will is, or to at least, get a feeling, and he's given us some ideas what his will is, okay? So to discern what God's will is and to help in getting to that place. So for the individual, obviously people that have the personality to become president or a king or whatever, have a bigger responsibility to incorporate, or not incorporate, but to work along with God's will and get us to some place. And the funny thing is the information is available to them just as it is to us. But then we have people like me, and I forget what that saint's name, but some young nun, and they called her the little flower. I can't remember what her name is. But the little flower, I think, and her idea of cooperating with God's will is the little way, these little things, because she was a nun in a convent, a cloistered convent that you don't get to really go out and do anything, you don't get to get involved with a lot of people's lives, just your fellow sisters and what have you, and her little part of her life, the little corner of the world that she lives in, let me put it that way, she tries to do everything as best she knows in accordance with God's will, okay? To love people, which means you do a lot of sacrificing when you love people, right? If you really love somebody, you want the best for them. And sometimes that means, you give up something, they want it real bad or whatever, so you give up your desire for something else just so they can have what they desire, okay? And that's kind of a simplistic thing, but that's it. But the little way, there's a little way that we all can do stuff. And so I've talked about, you know, this nun in the cloistered nun locked away in her little room somewhere in some convent, some remote area or place that nobody ever goes to. Two kings and presidents that, you know, that wield all this power, or dictators that wield all this power, you know. And so we all have that responsibility to go in the direction that God wills this world, okay? And in a lot of ways, that's what the United States Constitution was written up. And tried to incorporate into our life here in the U.S. And because, you know, the way that the Constitution describes our freedoms, our life, our existence, you know, that we don't have to believe anything that anybody tells us. Okay? You don't have to. You're in this country, you're free to do that, supposedly. But we've got we've got groups of people that are trying to influence people, you know. It was like last summer, you know, early last summer, I remember seeing the video, you know, these white people walking down the street and confronted by, you know, black people and maybe some other white people too who are, you know, in cahoots with them, forcing them to get on their knees and beg for an apology for being white, you know? I don't know. I don't think that that's God's will. So they were stupid enough to do that, and, you know, hey, it's on them. So anyway, let me get the painting here. So that's me getting up off the chair. Okay, 8:09 a.m. and I have to get going here. I redrew the table, put a tablecloth on it. Not too happy with the color, but that can always change. At least I drew it in there now, and it fits pretty good. Looks a little better. The space behind the lamp, underneath, behind the lamp, is working a lot better. So that I'm happy with that part at least. And the table legs. Yeah, I really got to work on those. So, I got to get going here. I'm going to meet my sister. I'll pick up my sister so I can pick up her car. And the wife's getting ready to get her stuff together, too. It's chicken day for her, so she's got to go feed the chickens this afternoon, which means I got to do other stuff, too. So, that's it for today. Everybody have a nice one.